Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Now in studio, we have the MBAP Director of Partnership Development, Dr. Marty Vanier. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you back? A little different schedule. You had some 4th of July week plans.
Well, I did, and I sort of appreciate you giving me the week off, Brady, because I needed a little time away. So, yes, I was vacationing last week.
Oh, anywhere cool, exciting?
Well, yes, cool. Colorado.
Oh, but yeah, much cooler.
Much cooler.
What we've been dealing with.
Much cooler.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was driving by on Kimball the other day, and boy, MBAP is just really starting to come together now.
Oh, man. Yeah, they're starting to put the stone facade up. You can't see it unless you're really on the site, but they're building the transshipment building. They are building the water treatment plant. All of those things you can't see because they're on the interior, but yeah, holy moly.
It's quite the structure. I mean, it really, we can finally kind of see the outline of how mm-hmm. it's going to look, and really exciting to see what it's going to look like when it's all said and done.
Oh, yes.
And still on schedule with construction, everything?
Yep. We're all good.
Very good. Of course, we're talking about MBAT for folks who maybe don't know or maybe just new to town. It's a National Bio and Agro Defense Facility that was awarded. When was that awarded now? It's been a few years.
Yes, it has been a few years. It was actually awarded in about, yikes, it's been so long.
It feels
long
like
ago.
It's been here just forever.
But. Oh, it has been here forever. It was awarded, I want to say it was awarded in like about 2009.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah. So there were a few hiccups there in the beginning, but we got those taken care of, and so here we are.
A federal facility previously in Plum Island, New York. I guess still in Plum Island, New York. That one's still operational, but mm-hmm. once we're ready here, all those things will shift from New York here to Manhattan, mm-hmm. Kansas, which is, you know, has been exciting for the region and really for the Midwest, I would say, for ever since we knew that it was coming to the Little Apple.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's true. And I guess one of the things that we have to remember is that the NBAF facility is going to be much, much larger than the Plum Island facility. So programs can expand, and it means that personnel will expand. It'll take more people to run this machine. And that's absolutely a good thing. The other part of it is, too, because this is a new state-of-the-art facility, and because science has advanced so much since the Plum Island Laboratory was begun, that there are going to be, you know, some differences with respect to a lot of the support systems around the laboratory and transitioning research discoveries in the laboratory out into the wider world. And so it's that process, while it's still kind of difficult, is actually much more streamlined than it was, you know, 30 or 40 years ago.
I know last time you were with us, last month, you talked to us about how there has been some new personnel already getting to work over there when it comes to just kind of the basic systems of the structure, especially the power generating plant and some of those things. And now that continues because now we're getting ready for a scientist training program. So just another sign that we're starting to get going here.
Yes, that's right. And for those of you who are still interested, I'll just throw out once again, if you're interested in looking at positions that might be available at NBAF, all of the position descriptions are posted on a website called usajobs.gov. So you can go there, search for MBAF, and it will show you all of the positions that are currently open that folks can apply for. But yes, we're also now at the point where we're beginning to open up, or the USDA is beginning to open up, an MBAF scientist training program that we can talk about.
And Dave, was that phone call for us? No, we can't hear you.
How about I turn the mic on?
Dave Lewis, behind the glass, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not exactly sure what the issue is. It's a combination of lack of caffeine and, you know, get them ready for vacation.
Oh, there's so some hot coffee out there.
You know I don't drink that stuff. Gosh. Now, I had a caller that didn't want to get on the air, but asked, how many floors of the MBAF facility are below ground?
Okay. So I'll say, first of all, that the floors in NBAF are different than regular building floors in that mostly they are bigger because of the size of the equipment. So with that being said, there is a, if you look at the drawing, it's really like a floor and a half that are below ground, but they're really big. It's a really big floor and a half.
So like a typical floor would be what, like 14 feet high or something
like
that? Oh,
yeah.
14 to 20?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in a normal building, it might equate to, it might be two or three.
Okay.
I mean, actual depth-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at the plan, it's really about one and a half.
Okay.
So appreciate
so probably
that.
About 30 to 40 feet deep?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There's some interesting factoids about this.
Oh,
I think
so
that
many.
I know you got a list of those, but at some point we ought to revisit that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna go back through and revise some of those and make sure they're all accurate. But yeah, we could do MBAF trivia day.
MBAF trivia day.
Oh, there we go,
Brady.
There we go. Hopefully, all the bars.
I can't
are
think of anything more enticing.
Yeah.
I see this being big in the bars.
Mm. Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Do want to remind folks that would appreciate that phone call and that question. 785-537-1350 is the number to call to get in a question for MBAF Director of Partnership Development, Dr. Marty Veneer, who is in studio with us. And again, we're talking about this scientist training program that's just about to get going.
Or oh,
maybe
yeah,
it's
that's
already
right.
Started.
We need to be serious now, don't we? yes. U.S. Department of Agriculture Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, which is one of the components of USDA that will be in NBAF, they are starting a scientist training program. Now, APHIS, as it is known, is responsible for the Foreign Animal Disease Diagnostic Lab, which is kind of the formal name of Plum Island. And that laboratory is a national reference laboratory for the Department of Agriculture. It's also the national reference laboratory for the National Animal Health Laboratory Network, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a network of animal disease diagnostic labs all around the country. K-State is one of those labs. It's also an international reference lab for the UN Food and Agriculture Organization and also a reference lab for the World Organization for Animal Health. So this is a big deal. And it requires scientists who are very highly trained and very specially trained. Now, we know for a variety of reasons, and they're not bad reasons, but for a variety of reasons, not everybody from Plum Island is going to move to Manhattan to work in NBAF. So that being said, we've got to start finding scientists that can come in and do the diagnostic work that will need to be done in NBAF. And those types of scientists are kind of few and far between, at least at this level and sophistication of a laboratory. So APHIS has designed a scientist training program for the purpose of training people for the specific purpose of going to work in NBAF when it opens. And it's a nice program in the sense that they students who are interested have to be accepted into an established graduate school. And at the moment, APHIS is working with, of course, K-State. They're working with Iowa State, and they're working with Mississippi State. So they are certainly happy to work with any other university that would have students in the appropriate scientific fields, but at the moment, those are the three that they've been working with. The program will take students basically at the master's level, the PhD level, or the DVM PhD level. It will pay for their graduate schooling in the degree field, and it will pay depending on the level that you're at, whether you're in the master's, the PhD, or the DVM PhD, they will pay for a particular number of years of that graduate program. They'll also, you'll have a stipend, you'll be able to, they'll be able to pay for your research materials, you'll be able to travel to meetings. So it's a really, really nice program for a graduate student. Now, the flip side of it is that when you successfully complete that program as a young scientist, then you agree to come to work at NBAF in a particular field that's appropriate to your graduate program, but you agree to come to work at NBAF for a particular number of years. So like a lot of tuition reimbursement programs or grant programs, there is that commitment on the other side.
Which seems pretty fair.
Sure.
Honestly.
Sure, it is. It is. And there is an application process. They're going to be doing this, obviously, for a number of years because it will take a certain number of scientists. And I think it's a really exciting program.
We do have a phone call. We'll take this phone call, then we'll go to a break. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Yes, good morning. Cart before the horse situation, you're saying we're going to build a plus billion-plus facility, and now we realize we don't have any scientists. So, and I guess we also could continue with that and say, so if we don't have any scientists yet, we probably won't have a whole bunch of people moving to town and buying all the new houses we built, anticipating this. And the final question is when, and I'm not definitively exactly, but what year do you think it will be in operation? Hiring people, doing research.
Well, I think what's important to understand in this situation is that we don't just open the door of the building and then move everybody in. A lot of these folks have to come in early so that they can be here to understand how the building operates, to make final decisions about equipment that's going to be purchased and installed in the building. Because of the time lag that we've had from when the building was designed until now, a lot of the technology has changed. And so a lot of the equipment that was specified, you know, back in 2010 is now old equipment. And so we've got to look at the newer equipment. We always knew that that there was going to be a lag between construction and the operating personnel and when the scientists come in, because we didn't want to have scientists standing around with nothing to do. So that's why they're being phased in. The building, at least in the current schedule, is to be fully operational with all permitting done and equipment installed, and biological stocks having moved from Plum Island to NBAF, that's not going to be until about 2023. So we didn't want to have a bunch of scientists hired in 2015, and then they stand around for 8 years. So this is why we're sort of phasing this in. And there was a lot of planning to look at, if you work backwards from 2023, you know, who do we need to have everybody in 2023? Who do we need to have in 2021? Who do we need to have in 2020? Who do we need to have in 2019? So if you begin to walk backward from your go date, then you can begin to understand, well, we need to have these certain people in 2019 and these additional people in 2020. So that's why the scientist training program is just now beginning. When you look at the length of time of a graduate program, we need to give these kids time to get through the graduate program and get some experience. And then at that time, they are ready at that point to come into NBAF and help with a lot of the stand-up, the beginning operations, the transfer of the biorepository, and be ready to go to do research and diagnostics in 2023.
Well answered. Well answered. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll talk more about MBAP with Director of Partnership Development, Dr. Marty Veneer, here on InFocus on News Radio, KMAN.